This is Michael, Program Director of KVI Radio, Golden West Broadcasters in Seattle. In the next 20 minutes or so, we'll attempt to give you a representative listen to the everyday sound of KVI. I say representative because the air check you're about to hear is not a best-of collection. Now, these were all recorded on Tuesday, July 11th, 1978, and they do represent the sound of the station on an average day. From Robert E. Lee Hardwick in his 20th year here at KVI in the morning slot, midday personalities Peter B. and me, Michael O'Shea, afternoon drive with Jack Morton, Jack's been here 16 years, and the all-night show with Robert O. Smith. Incidentally, our evening personality, Jack Allen, was on vacation the day these tapes were recorded. So listen to the KVI personalities. Listen to their wit, to their empathy with the community, and their involvement in the dynamic community of Seattle, Everett, and Tacoma. Listen to their commercials. Listen to their professionalism. And after the air check, I've included a few examples of some special programming, like a segment of our 15-part series on UFOs that was called KVI's Close Encounters, and several examples of KVI promos and listener involvement. That's coming up after the air check portion. So, the next 20 minutes or so, we proudly present KVI Seattle.
And winds southwesterly at 8 to 15 knots through tomorrow. 54 degrees at SeaTac Airport. It's 54 in Tacoma, 54 degrees in Everett, and 55 at Lake Union. This is Roel Erickson, KVI 570 News.
Did you hear that Dixie Lee Ray is going to cancel Fridays in Washington as an economy measure?
Didn't hear that.
Oh, I was gonna stump for Mondays. I don't think Fridays is the right day to get rid of.
I think you're right.
Hello, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah, that's a good one to start with. Hi, Arnie.
Hey, num, num, num. Nine minutes until 7 o'clock, July 11th, Tuesday. Today is National Crouton Day in America, or Breadwetting Day. July 11th, National Czech Day, C-Z-E-C-H. National Czech Day, honoring all persons of Czechoslovakian descent. Here it comes, folks. I know a guy from Czechoslovakia who was thrown out of a nightclub in downtown Seattle once, and now that nightclub has a very bad reputation. After all, nobody wants to deal with a place that bounces Czechs. Oh, I had to get that out of my system this morning. Rita Coolidge from KVI. I had an interesting experience yesterday I'd like to share with you. I drove up near Lake Stevens, east of Everett. If you're a young family looking for a home to buy, you know what they cost. Now, I'm going to start this little commercial announcement because it's very unusual, and I'm going to do it fast, so you're going to have to listen close. You ready? I'm going to take a deep breath and get it started here this morning. So I haven't mentioned the sponsor's name, so I don't have to start the clock until I mention his name. Do I? Would you call the FCC on that, please? I'm not sure about that. 26 minutes past 7 at KVI. Now listen, we have time now for Lake Stevens' annual Aquafest, July 22nd and 23rd. Come on up for the parade. Now it's Lake Stevens, the water ski tournaments, the log rolling contest, and all the festivities, part of Aquafest. Now, IDEA Real Estate, IDEA, IDEA Real Estate Incorporated, and a group of Lake Stevens merchants, this is how unusual this is, presents the Aquafest Home Show. There'll be a number of newly remodeled homes full of furniture and appliances, and lots of ideas and information on home improvement, crime, fire prevention for the home, home insurance programs. See what today's housing market still offers? Three-bedroom homes with fireplaces, wall-to-wall carpeting, built-in stoves and dishwashers, starting as low as $36.95. $36,950. It's all part of the Aquafest Home Show. These are remodeled homes. If you're a young, newly married couple and you want to find something really unique at a price you can't find anywhere, $36.95, take a look at this. Mark the calendar. Call KVI if you get confused about directions. It's IDEA Real Estate. This whole thing is so new to me, I can't even get it straight. 743-7686. 743-7686. You're not going to buy the Taj Mahal for $36,950, but you can buy anything for that, and these are worth looking at, my friends. Trust me, they really are. The 22nd and 23rd, bring the youngsters with you for the fun. Call KVI if you need that phone number for directions. Okay, it is 28 minutes after 7. You know where that shopping center is up there? Near Lake Stevens, a big shopping center. Well, it's right in that area. There'll be signs all over the place. Let's see, I think Murphy had a report. Murphy, got something up there?
Hardwick, I haven't been this low since I dug the septic tank. You'll have to come back. Jay has something, though.
All right, Jay?
Yeah, I've still got that disabled vehicle southbound the Aurora Bridge. Right-hand lane is back traffic up to Green Lake. Jay Johnson, KVI Traffic 1.
Oh, you got an 1891 Impala.
1891 Impala. That's a stock number.
Ask them about it. They love to answer your questions. Sir Dawes in the Parkway Plaza just south of South Center. This is KVI Seattle. 7 a.m. on the button, and here's what's new at this hour.
Here in the city, we're getting closer to a strike by the hotel, motel, and restaurant employees. Good morning, this is Art Kevin, KVI 570 News, presented now by Superior Fast Freight, the number one freight forwarder from Southern California and Arizona to the Pacific Northwest, Western Canada, and Alaska. First, a look at our rather wet Tuesday morning traffic. We'll begin with Cliff. He's airborne in KVI Skywatch. Clifford?
Boy, and wet it is, Art. Which is next? Cliff Murphy in the KVI Skywatch. Now, in the traffic, Jay Johnson.
I came into Seattle northbound, Interstate 5, from about Michigan. Had a no-problem situation all the way into town. No slowdowns at all until you get to about James. Also in the southbound lanes, and I'm headed in that direction to see what it's done to traffic. Jay Johnson, KVI Traffic 1.
Today we're into the second day's voting by members of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees Association. A vote to determine whether or not they'll walk off their jobs later this week. Just a short time ago, I spoke with the union's business agent, Bob Robinson. I asked him what the mood of the first voters was.
The mood was...
Bob Robinson, a business agent for the union. Now we have an AccuWeather peek at what today is going to be like in the greater Seattle area.
Good morning, Art. Looks like another mostly cloudy day. We may get a couple of sprinkles again. The sun will try to peek out every once in a while, but not really that good a day.
Our meteorologist back later with the complete and exclusive AccuWeather story. More fallout from the Sharansky trial, more charges that a newsman was a spy. That and more in a minute.
When it comes to ordering merchandise from Southern California and Arizona,
yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way.
Michael Parks only made two albums in his whole life after he performed the role of... Bronson. Wasn't it Bronson on that old show, the guy on the motorbike that took off around the country? Going down that long? Yes. I'd like to ask you a favor at 17 after 7 this morning. If you're a regular listener to the morning show, I've never asked the listeners to sponsor me in an event before, public service or otherwise. This one certainly is a public service for the Diabetes Association. The event is a week from Saturday. And I was going to run on the event anyway, but now I get a chance, if you'll help me, to raise a few bucks for a very important cause in our community, diabetes, a disease that is growing at the rate of 6 or 7% a year in the city. We don't know why, and they need some help. So we're going to have a run out at Long Acres. You can run in it, too, if you're a runner or a walker. You can walk it if you want to. It's 1 mile around Long Acres. You can do the 1 mile event. You can do a half-hour run or a one-hour run. So what I'm doing is the one-hour run, and I don't know how far I can go in 1 hour, probably 6 miles. If it's muddy, probably not half that much. If it's like this, there's no way you could run 6 miles. And if it's a beautiful sunny day and everything is bone dry, I don't think I can do more than 6 or 7, because I'm not that fast. I think I can make it that far. I'm not sure. Would you be willing to sponsor me for, say, 50 cents a mile, or a dollar a mile, or whatever you think you can afford? What I'm doing is I have an indelible pen. I'm writing your name on a T-shirt. T-shirt's almost full now. I got I got room for a couple dozen more names, I think, on there. And if you would like to be one of them, just call Terry Blossom here at KVI, 223-5700, and or call the long-distance toll-free number in Tacoma, and we'll get the name on, a nickname, or put it in the name of somebody else. Maybe you know somebody who has diabetes, and you'd like to put it in their name. put their name on the shirt. That's fine, too. Whatever you want on the shirt is okay as long as it's G-rated. And everything on the shirt so far is, except Roel Erickson's name, but then I don't think anybody will know the difference there. He's on it. He's going to sponsor me. Jay Johnson's going to sponsor. You're on the T-shirt, Jay. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
And I'll send you a little bill.
I got it already.
Oh, you, okay. Listen.
All you have to do is match the bill, and I'll pay you.
Are you disabled on the Aurora Bridge?
Well, I'm not, but one of these days I'm going to buy a spot and do my traffic from a parking lot. Hey, listen, I got a disabled truck southbound on the Aurora Bridge, and you know what that's going to do. That's going to mess up that southbound traffic I've been telling everybody to join into on the Aurora Bridge as an alternative to I-5. Right now I am moving at about 30 miles an hour, but I know that I'm going to hit that back up here pretty soon because I'm approaching Green Lake, and that truck was there for at least 5 minutes, and that's all it takes.
Yep.
And so, folks, it's going to be a little slow for you coming into town from the north end, but they should have that disabled truck out of there in quick order because it was on the other south end of the bridge, and it will just take them a minute to push it off. And I'll be there and let you know if they didn't.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Okay. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, a very wet and gray morning this morning. And I just finished putting Mabel Kahnweiser's name on the T-shirt, who is coming in for a buck a mile, and Don Lynn, who is manager of Redford Honey Buckets. Ah, my sweet friends in Tacoma. Just got his name on the T-shirt, too. Mm-hmm. And thank you. That's going to be fun. A week from Saturday, the 22nd, if you'd like to run in the event yourself or participate, stop at any Shell oil dealer and get an application form. You must have an application form. There's no entry fee, but we're asking everybody to get as many sponsors as they can so that we can all participate in this event. It's a fun way to go out and get a little exercise and at the same time do some good for somebody. A lot of folks, hopefully.
If you're trying to decide between a large, medium, or small car and...
Respectfully, Frederick, Cadillac Mazda, on 6th Avenue between Battery and Bell.
All right, the throwaway news now here at KVI.
Thank you, Frederick.
The 11th day of July, 1978... quote of the week so far from Fran Tarkenton, Minnesota Viking quarterback, on the fact that he's not going to retire, said, "I really want to win a Super Bowl. I may not be good enough, but I've got 44 teammates who are, and we're going to get a hell of a try," he said. Wow. Today begins National Birds and Bees Week. Pollinate somebody at lunch today. According to doctors at the University of Georgia, the best way for a girl to judge what kind of a husband a man will make is for her to closely observe how comfortably it is to have him say, "I love you." And finally in the news today, Chicken Little, move over. In Ramona, California, it rained nudists. One narrowly missed a chain-link fence and landed in a tree. But the best jump by one of the four naked parachutists Sunday was by Pat Moorhead, wearing only a crash helmet and knee pads. He made a perfect landing in a big X on the ground. They were there like several dozen spectators for the first Miss Nude Galaxy pageant, won by Bobby Gallo of Long Beach. Becky Nelson of Eugene, Oregon, was the first runner-up. It's 7:45 at KVI. And that's the news that didn't make the news. Eyeballing traffic efficiently this morning, Jay Johnson on the ground.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hardwick. We've got a Jay Johnson KVI traffic one.
Thank you, Jay. It's 14 now till 8 o'clock. A quick note before Rod Stewart sings, "You're in my heart, you're in my soul." That's called heartburn. Mm-hmm. I swore a long time ago that I, and a lot of people have, if you've ever put in a lawn yourself, I would never do it again. Pacific Northwest Sod Distributors will see that you never have to go through the trouble of seeding the lawn, raking the rocks, putting up the string with the little pieces of fabric on it so the birds stay away and don't eat the seed and all that stuff. Pacific Northwest Sod Distributors have found a way with strains of patented Marion bluegrasses, several different kinds to keep the weeds out and so forth, to bring the lawn to your door. You can spread it out yourself or have somebody else do it, or bring the neighbors over and have a party and do it together. As easy, your lawn is done in one day. You just keep it nice and wet and that's all there is to it. For a while, and it's done. Pacific Northwest Sod Distributors' phone number is 828-6772. It's not as expensive as you think. If you're putting in a new lawn, or you're going to tear out your old one and put in a new one, this is the efficient way to do it. This grass is cut about less than 24 hours before it's delivered to your door. 828-6772 is their number, or call KVI. It's Pacific Northwest Sod Distributors. They are pros. 12 and a half minutes till 8 o'clock. The weather is going to continue the way it is for another day or two. A little drizzle, a lot of drizzle, downright downpour.
Having nightmares about Proposition 13. It's California Dreaming by the Moz and the Paz. Your very own Peter B. keeping you company on kind of a gray, cold, and gloomy Tuesday. So this is summer.
Charlie, when are you going to mow your lawn?
With a bit of water on the roadway, it appears the driving conditions are less than optimum, and we have a tie-up somewhere, Liz?
Yeah, Peter, I was talking to the State Patrol just a couple of moments ago. Motorists going across the Mercer Island Floating Bridge, a reminder that there are some construction crews. They're out there. They're going to be making repairs, and that is going to cause the left lane to be closed until about 3:30 today. It's going westbound on I-90 at the West Tunnel. Again, the leftbound lane, or the left-hand lane, rather, will be closed for repairs till about 3:30 today, so you probably are going to find a slowdown.
Superstar in the truest sense of the word, Barbara Streisand. She can do it all. Oh, that's beautiful. Songbird. At KVI, 4 before 11 o'clock, made a cash call to the residents of E. Fowler in Seattle and disconnected. In fact, Mr. Fowler, they told me, has moved to Arlington, West Virginia.
Winds on the inland waterways will be southwesterly right through tomorrow at 8 to 15 knots. This is meteorologist Evan Myers with KVI's exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
In Everett right now, 62 degrees. It's up to 65 down in Tacoma. And here in Seattle, we now have partly sunny skies and 63. This is Elizabeth Summers, KVI 570 News. And now, here is Michael O'Shea.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're having a little bit of sunshine after all. It's turned out to be a half-decent day, folks. 5 minutes past 2 o'clock, 1966 vintage now. Chris Montez, The More I See You. She knows the difference between a three-quarter note and a bowling ball, that's for sure. The KVI Entertainment Guide has an entertainment suggestion just right for you. Summer Sunday 78, featuring the Beach Boys in concert, will be held at Memorial Stadium Sunday. Tickets are on sale at Fidelity Lane and Suburban Outlets. Also, the Seattle Sounders will take on Los Angeles. That'll be tomorrow night. It'll be in the Kingdom. And the third play of the 1978 season at a contemporary theater is Bally Murphy, a drama about the conflict dividing Northern Ireland. Those are some tidbits of information, some entertainment fare from the KVI Entertainment Guide.
It's horizon to horizon action.
Give me yogurt! Give me yogurt! Give me yogurt! Give me yogurt!
1965 will be reviewed in our It Was a Very Good Year feature coming up in just 30 seconds from now.
Last Sunday, we opened our brand new Safeway Superstore at our store's open right now to serve you.
1965.
It was a very good year.
Yet another space milestone in 65. It's called a rendezvous. Astronauts Wally Schirra and Thomas Stafford aboard Gemini 6 blast off and rendezvous with Gemini 7 astronauts Frank Borman and James Lovell. This historic space milestone is reached in December 1965. The Nobel Prize for Peace goes to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. And at the Oscar Awards in Hollywood, Lee Marvin wins. He wins an Academy Award for his performance in the film Cat Ballou. Julie Christie wins as Best Actress for her movie Darling. In music, it's more than a year after the famed British invasion of American pop music, but the aftershocks are still being felt. In 1965, we now have Herman's Hermits, the Rolling Stones, the Dave Clark Five, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and a young new female singer from England. Her name is Petula Clark. Actually, the song came out in late 1964, but it was a hit for almost the entire first quarter of 1965, Petula Clark, with her husband and producer Tony Hatch helping direct her career. And she certainly made a big impact on the music and the memories of the year 1965.
George, when did you mow your lawn?
This is meteorologist Evan Myers with KVI's exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Right now, 67 in Tacoma, 65 up in Everett, downtown Seattle, partly sunny and 66 degrees. This is Ty Flint, KVI 570 News. Back to the super committer, Jack Morton.
Yes, there's salmon. The sockeye are really jumping in the locks. It's an education. We're going out Saturday, and we're tied up next to the wall. And there were a couple of ducks floating around inside the locks as they were flushing us out. Well, they hadn't opened the gate yet. They hadn't pulled the chain. But we're just going downhill. And the salmon were jumping all over. They're jumping everywhere. They're finning all over inside the locks. One salmon, this duck, was just floating around looking for something to eat. A sockeye went up and over his back. That duck moved. It was the greatest leap in the world. That duck, I tell you, that duck is now 150 years old. You should have seen it. It was beautiful. Turned gray right in the spot. Beak wilted. My doctor called. He doesn't believe the duck story about the fish jumping over the back of a duck in the locks last Saturday. It happened, and it was in the morning. And I have a witness. I hope it's true. It's true, doctor. Really, that's Oops O'Toole. Ah, fine, doctor. You get a little nervous, though, when you look up on his wall and you see his speed reading degree. It's all right. It's just don't pay any attention to the insurance machines in his office. It doesn't. And that's nice if you have time to sit around, you know, before he checks in with you in his office. You can read his med school coloring books. There's still some. You can fill some in that he forgot.
Pay and Save and KVI want to send you on a fabulous free vacation for two to beautiful Guadalajara, Mexico.
I give the doctor credit, though. He says, if you don't get back up to the gym, I'm going to come down and haul you out of there by what hairs you have left. Which one do you want, the gray one or the brown one? And don't forget to put it back. I need all the help I can get on a cold day. Ferndale Village announces the 12th annual Ferndale Fair, and that's going to be July 14th, 15th, and this 16th, this weekend. And it's bigger and better than ever. They're going to have a judged craft show, over 75 booths, hand-painted T-shirts. Ooh. Do they wet them down first? We don't know. Jewelry, calligraphy, woodwork, stained glass, rugs, quilts, photography. It goes on. Entertainment with music and jugglers, dancers, singers, and mimes. A lot of parking, a lot of food, too. Ferndale Village. Home of 26 very interesting shops, a half mile west of Aurora Village on North 205th. You come up for their 12th annual Ferndale Crafts Fair this weekend, July 14th through the 16th, and you'll see. After months of talk, he's finally here. King Tutankhamun and a collection of his treasures opens to the general public this Sunday. I'm Ty Flint, inviting you to join us at KBI for the final part in our three-week series on Tutankhamun. Reports from now through Friday, several times each day, will tell you just what to expect in our city because of the king's visit. That's King Tutankhamun, his Seattle reign, several times each day, right here on KBI 570. Cliff Murphy, the KBI Skywatch, is now over Vashon Island. Cliff?
Check. I'm orbiting in the vicinity of this downed aircraft.
It's unless Washington law requires prior payment.
That's true. So I was out to lunch with one of our salesmen, Tom McCollum, neat guy. Fun guy. And we do a lot of commercials for Blaze's Broiler in Ballard and Redmond. He says, don't talk about Blaze's Broiler in Ballard anymore. He says, it's business going so great, I want everybody to be comfortable. Well, you know, that's the reputation this outfit has had over the years. It all started in Greenwood years and years ago, and they have expanded into Redmond a couple of years ago into a beautiful spot. That same quality of food and service, believe me, has not changed. And the Redmond Blaze's Broiler can attest to that. Anybody that's had a meal in there, they have breakfast 7 days a week in the Redmond location. That's right, and no great surprise. You find the same quality that's gone into the rest of them for years goes into the Redmond Blaze's breakfast as well as the lunch and dinners. But the usual breakfast yummies like link sausage and Canadian bacon, pancakes, French toast.
Crackle Rosie, Neil Diamond, 1970. Song about that wonderful crackly rosé wine. It's another cork. See how it lasts now? Well, I get wine. Last night I had a junk food attack. I didn't ask for it, especially, but these guys came down from a 7-Eleven store, which, of course, is one of our favorite all-night stores, although I know there might be other brands of all-night stores out there listening. Now, I have equal time. But they brought down all this nice junk food stuff. It's real good. As a matter of fact, I've hidden it all around the station. It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt around here today. Speaking of Easter egg hunts, the cash call jackpot is a little bit better than that. It's up to $606. Peter B. starts out with that 10 o'clock this morning. And he might call you. If he does, $606 is what you answer.
$606?
I'm sorry, this is the laundry.
I thought you were Peter B.
After you go.
He's walking miracle. He's a walking miracle.
It's a walking miracle.
Oh, yes, holy, holy, my friend, this is Father Manischewitz. I am a walking miracle.
Yes.
Midnight till 6, the confession booth is open.
Dial a confession?
Yes, my friends, either you can confess, or you can hear the top 10 confessions of the day played back for you.
Yes, thank you. Really a walking miracle?
No, I use a skateboard now.
Yes.
The love you came to.
I'll be honest, I was so astonished and scared that, boy, I was getting out of there. I was going to get in that camper if I could possibly get in there.
The opening day of fishing season 1977 at Bald Hills Lake, south of Olympia. The testimony of Mrs. Louise Laney on KVI's Close Encounters.
It was an extremely dark night. I can't really say whether it was cloudy. I think it was kind of overcast. It wasn't raining, but it had rained during the day. And we were at the Bald Hills Lake and this camp area, and I was outside of the camper just a short time, and all of a sudden this clearing lit up, literally lit up, just like floodlights were all over. And just over the trees came a moving object. And it was huge, egg-shaped, and it had red, rather yellow and green, and orange lights on it that were solid, but they didn't glow. Like the whole thing glowed and put off this radiant light, and it was in my sight for 2 or 3 seconds, and then it went on over the clearing and over the treetops where I couldn't see it any longer.
What kind of noise did it make?
It didn't. There wasn't a sound from it. And it was slowly, it was not hovering, but very, just moving real slow. It wasn't going fast or anything. But those trees are so dense over there in the Bald Hills Lake that, of course, I wouldn't stay in my sight for very long. But the glow, the light in itself, you could see it through the trees as it went on over the treetops. And it was just barely above the treetops. Just barely above the treetops.
A recent nationwide survey reports that an estimated 15 million people have had some kind of UFO encounter. Our thanks to Mrs. Louise Laney of Kent for sharing hers with KVI. Next, a deafening hum from the sky over a farm awakens and terrorizes a family near Puget Sound. Listen for the next KVI Close Encounter.
Lakes, streams, snow-capped mountains, trees that are forever green. KVI Radio hopes you're taking full advantage of this great Northwest weekend.
What is your most favorite thing to do or place to go on a great Northwest weekend?
I like to drive around and see the scenic sights, you know, like water and mountains, and I just like being out in it. I don't like to be inside.
Or the beach or green lakes. I just like to go to places here in the city because I think we've got some beautiful places here in the city to see. Down to the waterfront. That's what I like to do.
What's your most favorite thing to do or place to go on a great Northwest weekend?
I like to visit Cleveland.
Great Northwest weekend. There's a whole wide world that doesn't want to. Come on and just begin to do whatever you are into, and think KVI Seattle.
you pick up your phone and dial 421-5757, you are put in immediate contact with KVI's 24-hour music line.
Will you play the Bass and Roller song, The Way I Feel Tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to hear,
I Just Want to Be Your Everything by Andy Gibb.
I have missed hearing my favorite.
I'd like to hear Daybreak by Barry Manilow.
Let us know what you'd like to hear. Then hear Jack Allen count down the top nine at nine each night. 421-5757. KVI's 24-hour music line.
All right, the name of your game is baseball. Your teams are the Mariner Wives.
I'm going to beat the socks off of you.
And your KVI personality.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Red Ripper. Held the National League record. Was thrown out at home 60 times last season. And that was before he got to the ballpark.
Tuesday night, May 23rd at the Kingdom. Between games of the Mariner-Kansas City doubleheader, it's the Mariner Wives versus the KVI personality.
Play ball!
KVI Recycles 77.
Well, buckaroos, it's time to reshoe the horses and mend the fences on the back 40. Yes, sir, it's time to recycle 77.
Well, you got that right, Pilgrim. And KVI, through the magic of radio, is going to let us look back over the year.
Bob Robertson's sports highlights, the big news stories from the fine KVI news department, and the top 77 songs.
Well, Pilgrim, what's your favorite song?
Take me back to Sorrento.
KVI Recycle 77 all weekend long. KVI Recycle 77.
Why, back in the 1940s, I would have said, play it again, Sam. But now we're in the second half of the 20th century. The term is recycle. So KVI will recycle the news and sports highlights of the year, re-congratulate the 1977 KVI contest winners, and recycle the top 77 tunes, which means we're going to play it again, Sam.
KVI Recycle 77 all weekend long.